All right, Brad, joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, so honored to have the 2017-2018 Connecticut Superintendent of the Year, Dr. James Thompson from Bloomfield. Dr. Thompson, good morning and congratulations.
Fabulous, fabulous.
Good morning, fabulous. Good morning, and thank you for the invite to be with you this morning.
What is working in the Bloomfield school system? Obviously a lot, but what's working?
Well, there's a number of things that we are very proud of in Bloomfield as we speak. One being, let me just start with the what's happening at the high school. We were here a few months ago to talk about Bloomfield High School being one of the top high schools in Connecticut. As a matter of fact, it was ranked 36 by U.S. News and World Report in 2017. That brings the high school in the top 10% of high schools in Connecticut. There are 346 high schools in Connecticut. And why is this significant? It's because you take a look at where Bloomfield was in 2011. The State Department of Education ranked Bloomfield High as one of the five lowest performing high schools in the state. So quite a transformation from 2011 up until 2017. Another thing that we're very proud of relative to the high school is the graduation rate has also increased from 2011 to 74% to 2016 to 91%.
Wow.
Those are, I think, two very significant aspects that we're very proud of in Bloomfield. There are others, but I just wanted to highlight those two.
But, you know, and I want to say this, Dan, because I have known the superintendent when he was in Hartford. And when the word came that he was coming to Bloomfield, a lot of folks said, how did he ever get here? We needed somebody like this. And there's no question what he has done, his leadership. He'll never take credit for it. But it doesn't surprise me that that he has been selected as the top superintendent in the state. He's that kind of a leader, Dan.
Well, how did he ever get here? I hope he took 91 North and got off exit 35. But that aside, Dr. Thompson, you talk about, let's say, the Bloomfield High School turnaround. What worked? What did you do to help turn this around?
Well, let me go back. It was really a collective effort by many who were involved in the transformation of Bloomfield High School. One of the things that I think was important that did occur, there was a leadership structure change where the leadership, they removed the changed the vice principals or the assistant principals to they were directors of content areas. There was a director of science, math, and also a director of language arts. So those were two significant changes. The other change, I believe, that occurred was a change in the culture, higher expectations. The school aligned its school improvement plan to the district's plan, where I've spoke many times about we have four priorities. And let me just take a minute to talk about those four priorities because they're very significant. The first one is holistic accountability, and that's the analysis of data to inform decisions. The second one is rigorous curriculum instruction and assessment, the implementation of standards-based curriculum and rigor. The third one is positive school climate, creating a safe and orderly and healthy environment that promotes enthusiasm for learning and respect for others. And the fourth one is family and community engagement. Having successful partnerships. In essence, it's really take a village. So those are our four key priorities that the school aligned its accountability plan to. Those are the most significant, I think, structural changes that made a big difference at Bloomfield High School. And I have to also underscore the fact that the teachers have done a phenomenal job. Not only are they hard workers, but they've done a phenomenal job in really effectively teaching, ensuring that our students really master the content of the curriculum.
So when you say communication, what has been done to communicate better with the family, the parents?
Well, there's a number of things that in terms of involving parents, strategically involving them. So they really have a targeted purpose in terms of impacting their child's performance. There are many, many kinds of involvement activities that go on, not only in Bloomfield High School, but across the district. So those are the kinds of things that really make a difference, where parents are meaningfully involved in their child's education.
And you mentioned making a safer environment. Elaborate on that.
Well, you know, you want to have a safe and orderly environment. That's very important. I align that to teaching. You have to, in order to be an effective teacher, you have to have good classroom management. So it starts with the foundation. You have to have that climate in the school that is orderly, that's safe, where students feel they feel safe. And you have to be very strategic in creating that. And you'll find that throughout the district in Bloomfield.
You know, one of the things, too, that you did, and when you go into the schools today, they have uniforms. It's in that presents discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems that the attitude is, you know, they've got to do what they're there for. It's as simple as that.
That adds to the, I think that adds to the climate, the fact that all of us students are in uniforms throughout the district.
Okay, Brad, I know we're coming up on traffic, and then we'll be back with the Connecticut Superintendent of the Year.
Dr. James Thompson, our special guest. He is the Superintendent of Schools in Bloomfield and has just won the 2017-18 Connecticut School Superintendent of the Year Award.
And Dr. Thompson, what is the significance of that award?
That's a very good question. I think this award, from my perspective personally, that it's a reflection of all the hard work that's being done in Bloomfield over the past 6 years. It speaks to the district commitment to what I've mentioned before, the four priorities. I won't repeat them again. But also, this prestigious award is to be shared by all who have contributed to making the district a district of excellence in the three A's. And that's academics, athletics, and the arts. And I want to take this time to personally commend those who have been instrumental in making the Bloomfield Blueprint, which is our accountability plan, a model for improving student performance. And special, and also with special thanks to the Bloomfield Board of Education for having the confidence to hire me in 2011 and their relentless support. Our school leaders and district leaders for staying focused on achievement and creating a culture in which student academic success is celebrated. Our classroom teachers and support staff, their leadership and instruction and motivating our students has been unwavering. Our students, they're working hard to meet and exceed the academic challenges presented to them. So that's really how I feel the significance of this award is.
Now, the consequences in a positive way of the improved school system apparently have spilled over to economic development in town. Talk about that.
Well, there was an article a year ago in the Harford Business Journal citing that Bloomfield Public Schools was one of the reasons that there was confidence with many of the developers to consider Bloomfield as a significant entity to invest in. So I think it's having far-reaching implications and also results.
You know, we talked a lot about the high school, but talk about the rest of the district, elementary schools, those parts of the district.
Well, I'm very happy to say that one of our goals in Bloomfield as we speak is to extend learning opportunities for all of our students. And we're very fortunate last year to be awarded a grant by the Harford Foundation for Public Giving to provide an additional 45 minutes of instruction for students in grades 2, 3, and 4. And the curriculum for the additional 45 minutes every day throughout the school year is centered around STEM. So we're very proud of what we're starting relative to extended learning opportunities for our students. And also we have a very robust summer school program that falls in lines to extended learning for our students. We have a full day for 3 to 4 weeks during the summer. And that full day, it really is aligned to the regular school day in which in the morning our students receive 3 hours of math, science, social studies, and science. And also in the afternoon, they have enrichment activities, plus the opportunities to learn a foreign language. It goes from 8:30 to 2:30 every day. So that's one of the highlights that's really being implemented that we're very proud of in the early grades.
Well, you know, you mentioned STEM, and that is so big because I was going to ask you, mm-hmm. what we do today to prepare our students for the future is different from what we did even 10 years ago. Talk more about that.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's really so much is around technology, and it's so important that we engage our students with a comprehensive technology program curriculum. And I believe this STEM initiative really does well to do that.
You know, one of the things, too, being a resident of Bloomfield, and Dan, you're asking, I'm glad that you're here, because I live there and know a lot of this. But, you know, one of the things, too, Doctor, and Dan was talking about it with me this morning, Saturday night, we certainly never expected the tremendous crowd and all the firefighters, the police officers, everybody participating. The first holiday, Christmas celebration, this kind of a celebration. And from what I understand, after the presentation, that this is now going to be a continual thing every year, which I think is fabulous. And I was so proud of Donna Banks, who works with us here, coming up with the idea and just following through with so many from your town.
Yes. And let me just say a word or two about that. You know, Donna Banks, one of our former board members, and Donna came up with this idea last year. And it's amazing how she really done a phenomenal job of I wouldn't just say pulling it off, but also of really implementing this This idea. Was she did a phenomenal job, and it's a great example of our fourth priority, and that is family and community engagement.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, because school superintendents, not all, but some, have a habit of going from district to district after 2 or 3 years. You've been here since 2011. Do you think the fact that you have been here for, 6 years, has helped to turn this school system around, because you've been here to implement a game plan and see it through?
Well, you're raising a very interesting point that is problematic of superintendents across the country. When you take a look at the average tenure of an urban superintendent, it's 2.5 years. And the average tenure of a let's say a suburban or rural superintendent, it might be 5+ years. So that within itself can be viewed as problematic because of the instability of leadership. And when a district leader is faced with transforming a district, it requires time. And if the leader is not around long enough to really lead to implement a plan, then the district suffers. So that's a very interesting observation and also point that you're making.
So down the road, what are your plans as far as the district? What else would you like to get done?
Well, there's a lot more work to be done. I think some of the successes that we're celebrating, I think from my perspective, it really validates that we're moving in the right direction. But having said that, there's a lot more work to be done. And I plan to be around to be a part of that work going forward.
Well, that's good news for the people of Bloomfield. But there are challenges, obviously resource challenges from the perspective of money, state funding. Sure. How are you handling all of that, Dr. Thompson?
Well, you're right. There are challenges, and I think the state fiscal climate is a major challenge. And we don't anticipate that it's going to get any better going forward. So one of the strategies in which we're attempting to mitigate that challenge is to look towards other resource avenues. We're looking to partner with many of our corporate entities around town. We're looking at other grant opportunities that are out there. These are just a couple of the strategies that we're looking towards to mitigate this state fiscal climate. And it's not just at the state level, also at the federal.
Right. Is that the future of education, though, trying to create better relationships with the corporate world to help underwrite at least some of the cost of public education?
I think it's very important that you do partner with those corporate. It could be also college universities. It could be nonprofits to bring in the needed resources that's going to be required to move a district forward, and also to fill those voids that's just will not be there going forward, or be less of, put it like that.
I mean, you have a university in your own backyard, the University of Hartford, when
yeah.
you think about it.
We are doing some things with University of Hartford, also UConn, St. Joseph, Central.
Right.
So we are taking advantage of all of the colleges and universities that it's in the greater Hartford area.
That's terrific.
And beyond.
Glad that you could come in and talk this morning. We've talked a lot.
Yes.
And I just think for Dan to meet you and to know what has happened, it's remarkable what's happened in our town in the last several years. I remember when I first came here, everything was down here. But everything is up there now. So
well,
it's a great town to live in.
It is. It most certainly is. And I just want to say one other key significant highlight of the high school is that they have received over, the students, I should say, have received over $2 million in scholarships.
Wow.
So that is very, very significant.
That is.
I just wanted to make sure that
yes.
out here.
Terrific. Anything else you'd like to add? We got about 30 seconds left, Dr. Thompson.
I just want to thank you for the opportunity to come here and be a part of this program this morning.
Well, again, congratulations
thank
on
you.
Being selected the Connecticut School Superintendent of the Year.
Absolutely. We are very, very proud of you, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
You bet.